in the latest scheme of results, what does that mean to be the first Bournemouth team to ever take anything from Anfield?
Yeah, it's big for us. Obviously, we tried to stay in the game as long as possible, created a number of chances, not so much clear cut, but a few scrappy ones like the goal at the end. But you take that away from home, certainly Anfield. We went with the game plan tonight, different to probably how we've been week in, week out, but I thought it worked. You know, we obviously conceded two goals, which is disappointing, but I thought we nullified a lot of their threats tonight, and it worked for us. Second half, it opened up a little bit, especially when we went a goal down, but we kept plugging away. We knew there'd be chances up their end, but while they flooded players forward. I think Big Man made an unbelievable save in the second half. Looking forward to seeing that again. And we did ride our luck at times, there's no doubt about that. I'm not standing here saying we deserve more than a point, but we certainly deserve to get something out of the game.
The early goal obviously was a huge leg up in the game as well, but to then be able to consolidate after that and keep them out until nearly half time was a huge credit to the way you'd set yourselves up.
Yeah, I don't think we were kind of backs against the wall really for the whole of the first half. I thought we did well, maybe we went long a few times, but we knew that we could cause them problems in their half, so that was sort of part of the game plan. And it was disappointing to concede right before half time, that's always a bit of a sickener. But nothing changing the team talk. You know, go again, be a little bit more aggressive, work our line, which I thought we did well in the first half. And then if it opens up, take the game to them. I thought everyone was excellent tonight. Work rate, not just on the ball, but off the ball. I thought everyone stuck to their jobs, and even the subs coming on made a difference.
You can see the release when the Joshua Hinn goes in, because a lot of hard work had gone into that. Like, you finished well at Southampton, you've had a good spell at the end there and eventually paid off with that goal.
Yeah, I mean, that's how football works sometimes. Sometimes you can play better in the first half, sometimes you're better in the second half, and we had spells tonight. And I think it just shows the character that we go to the end. The team spirit we've got, you know what it's like, and I've spoke about it many a times, but we've got a real togetherness, lads wanting to work for each other on the pitch. You can see that, chasing lost causes, and even at the end, just a long throw going in, getting scrappy. I think Chad had a shot that was mishit, and then H had one that bubbled around, and then Kingy, just in that form at the moment, when it drops to him, you back him to score, and thankfully it went in and we get a point.
How much difference does that make to have someone like Joshua King, who might not have had a huge impact in terms of the shots on target or anything in the evening, but when that one chance matters, he's there and he puts it away?
Yeah, well, he came in the changing room after and he's frustrated, because I don't think he enjoyed that game tonight, because he had to work hard off the ball, didn't have as many chances as he wanted in front of goal. But I said to him, you know, that's how football is sometimes, you've got to work for the team, and he loves it, he loves playing for us, and he loves the amount of chances we create. And I think it's probably a good thing if he's coming off and he's frustrated and he's still scored a goal. That means he wants more for the team, more for himself, and long may it continue, because he's on a great run.
What's the biggest thing that this little run says about the team? You mentioned about togetherness and team spirit and that. I guess a bit of belief in there as well, because you've been to United and drawn. You've drawn at Southampton. You've drawn at Liverpool as well, those couple of wins as well. You've still got a couple of big games to come, so there's no let-up in this schedule at the minute.
No, yeah, I think you're right. I think there is a lot of belief. It's probably a shame that it's come later on in the season, when it's another learning curve for us. You know, we'll take this and then obviously hopefully end the season well, and then next season we'll probably be saying to ourselves, don't wait until mid-season when we're looking at teams in and around us to go on a little run. Let's be confident against the big teams, confident against the teams in and around the bottom of the table as well, and really pick up points wherever we can. So we take a lot from tonight, of course, but we've got another massive game in two days' time, against top of the league. So what better way to play at home against the leaders?
And finally, when you're getting results, are these schedules, when you've got three tough games in the space of 7 days, a bit easier to manage? So the sort of physical side of it, when you're winning games, is it a bit easier to go through it, because you haven't got the biggest squad in the world that you can make too many changes?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Yeah, I mean, the days go quick, really. You want a little bit more time to recover, but the games come around thick and fast. And I never thought I'd say that about the Premier League, because in League One and Championship, it felt like you were playing three games a week for the whole season. So it's nice to have a break in the week without a game, but you know, I'm enjoying it, especially the midweek games now, and under the lights, coming here, the atmosphere was excellent, you know, as good as anywhere else in the league. So the lads are riding high, the confidence, and if the manager sees to rotate it for a home game, then fair enough. But whilst you're right, the squad is not massive, and a couple of injuries last weekend, there's still players to come in and rotate and do a job like we saw tonight with Harry, Jack and Jordan, who I thought were excellent, their work rate and quality on the ball as well. So we've got players in reserve if need be. That's the important thing.